Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. With Rach out, we've had some of our friends coming in to help us out. Yesterday we had Trish. Today we have Trisha Everding. We're thick with Trishas.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, is that and they're all the cool. Qualifier, right?
Yeah. We need more Trishas.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. Hey.
Yeah. Thanks. It's always nice to have you in. Tell your history. With the company, yeah.
Okay.
Let's go all the way back.
All the way back.
Well, I was
okay.
Born.
November 12th, 1988. So I have been with the company, I think it's 13 years now. Yeah. I started as an intern on 97.1 in our digital department.
Okay.
And that was like a 3-month unpaid at the time, shooting Dave Glover videos, putting your face on the website, whatever it was at the time. And I think we've talked about this before, but Annie Fry actually came into my management class in college and showed a Dave video. And your video was like, I'm in radio, I'm Dave Glover. I'm like, oh, that's so cool. And you're like, most of you will try and never make it. This is super hard.
It sounds like me.
It was like very like you. You were very like, this is not for everybody. It's probably not for you, but also it's pretty cool. And I was like, all right, I want to go there. So I did that for a few months, and then maternity leaves. I filled in, started producing, worked my way up, and now I manage our sister station, 97.1.
You've been around a while.
Yeah.
You and Andrew are about the same amount. Andrew's 15 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, were you there a little before me then?
Yeah, I've been around since 2010.
You started in producing?
Yeah. Well, so I started as an intern on the show.
For the same reason. Producing, literally, yeah. I gave that speech at Lewis and Clark and he heard it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Look at you recruiting.
And you know what? Thank goodness you were. And Steve and I were just talking about this. Nobody's recruiting anymore. Like, we are not doing a good job in this industry of bringing in new talent and new, like, the next generation of broadcasters.
Yeah. Totally agree. So your little boy's 2.
Yeah, just turned 2.
I love that age.
It's so fun.
We're just talking about it.
So unpredictable.
They're like little unreasonable, easy to knock over humans.
The sweetest. He's been waking up in the morning going, are you ready, mama? Like, yes, I am. Like, good morning to you. You like bright spot. But also, I was saying this off air, we had a 10-minute fit over a banana that he asked for. Like, I gave it to him. I peeled it. I handed it to him. And then he got very upset about it. So then he threw it.
Because it was peeled?
Well, but he asked for it peeled because he's smart. So he said, like, peel, banana, peel. There's a song. So I peeled it, gave it to him. He got very mad. He threw it. Then the dog ate it. Then he was mad the dog ate it. Then he was mad that there wasn't more for the dog to eat. It was a whole meltdown.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's two.
Wheels and I were talking about this because I made the joke that all the ways that you describe your son also apply to Wheeler. And in fact, I've seen him melt down over a banana. Yeah. And he said he sang the song, yeah. Peel Banana,
mm-hmm. yep.
and Andrew did it. And then he's like, no, I didn't want to peel that way. But Kevin made the point.
For some reason I threw it, Ronji ate it.
Yeah, yeah, well, Ronji, it's what you throw at him.
It was weird.
But I was saying that one of my many character flaws is that I have realized I love to complain. I love to complain. Poor Rachel gets the brunt of it, right?
Because she just knows.
The people you're closest to.
Yeah, she comes in, she sits down, she's like, oh, all right, let me have it. And I'm having a difficult week, so I'm really complaining. And then Wheels made a really good point that he releases the same energy, but he does it in a burst.
Right.
Whereas I'm going to... It's like the Chinese water torture.
Like
you're going to hear this.
Release,
yeah. This is going to go on for 20 minutes.
You're a rain shower. I'm a storm.
Yeah. You just blow through and you're like, what the hell was that?
Yep.
So.
But I think it's all related to the same idea that you have these things that are bothering you and you feel better after you let it out. I mean.
Kids are the perfect example.
Yeah. I mean, lose my crap, whether it can be the dumbest thing, but when I lose my crap afterwards, once I've calmed down, I feel better.
I've started going when I like am like about to break, because obviously I don't want to like throw or start swinging or anything. I will go into another room and I will put a pillow on my face and scream into it.
Oh, yeah. And, like, it feels good, doesn't it?
It feels, it's like one of the only things that'll get me through some of those the banana tantrums. I will walk into another room. I will scream as loud as I can. And I will go back. I'm like, okay, let's try again.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just don't use the pillow.
But I also like to complain. So I don't know what that says about me. I kind of like doing both things.
It says that you deal with it both ways.
So I said something that became kind of controversial, God, 15 years ago. And in a nutshell, what I said is that so I was hit as a kid, and it was very important to me to not hit my kids at all.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like I was hit beyond spankings, but I didn't even want to spank because I didn't want that to be the gateway drug. And I never did. Yep. Never touched them once. I'm very proud of that. But I said every parent knows what it feels like to want to.
Yeah.
You don't do it, but we all know that feeling. People are like, you're a monster. I've never wanted to hit my... And I'm like, okay.
It actually makes me scared to leave mine with other people because I'm like, I understand why somebody would want to hit you. And I know like how I handle this, but I don't want to put you in a situation where somebody doesn't have the same self-control because they don't love you as much.
Exactly. Exactly right.
I get it.
Yeah. Parenting is not for wussies, man.
No, but the thing that is, there's no secret because every kid's different, right? Every kid's personality is different and yours is different. So you're always trying to find the balance in those things. But having a plan and like the way you said it, Dave, is like, I'm not doing this. I know what I want to accomplish, but I also know how I do and don't want to get there.
Yeah.
And then find a way to make that work because I never spanked either, not once. And some of it was luck because my kid was pretty chill. Right. She didn't do anything that would really push that far. But I know I did as a kid and I didn't get spanked much here and there, just a little bit. And I just don't think it's as necessary as previous generations thought it was because other things worked. To me, they worked better. It worked better to take away something the kid really cares about and then follow through on it. And it's always the follow through. If you don't follow through on threats, they learn that and they will push because that's what humans do. And little humans who don't know better do it even more because they're trying to figure out what they can get away with.
Yeah, it's so true. It just seems to me that we are at our purest human expression as toddlers. And one of our human expressions is manipulation, right? We all do it in our own ways.
Oh, yeah.
And when you're 2, 3, 4, there's nothing on the other side of that. There's nothing inside you saying, I probably shouldn't manipulate mom about this banana.
You're like, here's what I want.
Yeah.
Whatever I need to do.
What
to
do
get
I need
there.
To do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Throw fit, make you laugh.
Well, they also learn around that age, maybe a little older, but also they learn to play one parent off the other. Mm. Where if dad says no, maybe mom will say yes, or maybe the other way around. Like they'll try. It doesn't always work.
I'll have to pay attention to that.
Usually my question was when my kid would do that, would be she would come ask me a thing. I'm like, did you ask your mom that yet? What did she say? And then it's getting, like, then you're starting to unravel the story a little bit.
We're just going through this. Like, yeah. Maureen still gives me crap because she'll say things like, You're just stop making everything Phoebe says and does okay. And she's not wrong, right? I'm trying to be the cool one. You're already the smart one that makes the railroad go.
Is she basically saying, don't make me the bad cop?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way it goes sometimes.
That's the way it goes all the time.
Hey, in my house, dad was the bad cop, mom was the good cop. That's just how it was. In our house, we were pretty even. Susan and I, pretty even. We were both like middling cops. Nobody was the good one. Nobody was the bad one. But it's always going to be different because it's also based on the personality of the parents.
Yeah. Nick and I were at the game the other night. And, he probably really is my best friend. People who say, like, you shouldn't be best friends with your kids. But
that's so great.
It's fine with your adults.
It's the way it worked out. Yeah. Just the way it worked out.
It's not a great idea when they're 10, but when they're almost 30, it's fine.
But he was talking about what a gentle parent I was. And he goes, except every vacation we ever went on, there was going to be an episode where you were usually hangry. And lost.
Did you just lose your mind?
And I just lose it. Yeah.
I love that it's on vacation,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's always like, on vacation.
The happiest time.
Yeah, it's usually the first day. The last one was when we were all in Colorado, and we drove to the Stanley Hotel, the Shining thing.
I've been there, yeah.
And we hadn't eaten, and the Stanley was fine, but it was a little bit of a disappointment. And it's hot, and we're trying to find a place to eat, and I'm just being mm-hmm. It's all on me. And it ended up with Nick and I, like, not squaring up to punch each other, but outside in the parking lot, like, and he finally just goes, Dad, you're doing it again. It's fine. I love you, but you do this every vacation. And I know he's right, but I'm like, here's what you don't get about this.
It's like a real-life Snickers commercial.
Yes, it really is. But he's like, other than that, you've been great.
It's funny.
Good to know your weaknesses.
Yeah. That's great.
Don't go on vacation with me. If you do, keep me fed. Keep me fed.
Don't let him get hungry.
Mm-mm.
He won't like it when he's hungry.
I was sitting at the game last night. I'm such a narrator of my own life, if that makes sense. Like, the voice inside my head is like having Bob Costas narrate your life if Bob Costas didn't like you much.
It's funny how mean we are to ourselves in our heads.
Just.
But Kevin, you've said you don't have that, right? Like, you don't have that internal monologue going all
I
the
don't,
time.
I don't hear a voice like in my
That's
head, like in
me.
My own voice or whatever. I don't have that.
I can't remember the last time I didn't hear
that
voice.
Yeah, I hear it too. I have it.
Yeah. But one of the things last night, I was sitting there even before Monsignor Ted got there, and I was semi-obsessed with finding the kid or the old person that I was going to give a foul ball to. It's fine to go like, oh, if I catch, look at that kid. He's cute. If I catch foul ball, I'm going to give it to him. I'm like looking around and zoning and making judgments.
You've got like a plan.
Oh, yeah. Like, which one would make me look like the best guy?
You're you eyeing know? Up the family who's going to like really appreciate this.
100%. And then this family sat by me. And there was a kid in the brood, and he looked to be 5 or 6. And I could tell by the look on his face that he was a total piece of crap. And mm-hmm. I felt
it's not,
bad.
This isn't the kid.
Right. I felt bad, like, making that judgment, but I was right.
When you see it, you know it.
You know it.
You know it when you see it.
See? So. I love you.
I love you, too.
We hate the same things.
Those kids. You can just tell.
Yeah, I said that to someone last night. They're like, you can't judge a 6-year-old.
Yeah,
I'm like, you can judge a baby.
Yeah, I mean, you can.
I've seen babies where I'm like, this one's a bad one.
We spend a lot of time with toddlers now. I'm judging them. Yeah. Like, I know which ones are good.
Yeah, this
I
one was pulled
it.
Green.
Yep.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. We have Trisha with us, who I love to death. Ricky Horton joins us at 2:30, who I also love. Boy, that'd be a terrible love triangle for me to be in. You and Ricky Horton.
Me, you, Ricky.
How do you choose?
Oh, man.
Melissa Price-Smith is going to be here at 3 o'clock. She's always fun. Braxton Payne and Steve Ellman for the Think Tank. It's a good show, Andrew.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, this should be a fun one.
Yeah, well put together. You know what I was thinking about last night is I'm going to tell you what I was thinking about. Then I want you to tell me whether you think this is in any way a good thing or a bad thing. But everyone here is old enough to remember part of these things, but most of my life, you had to wait for everything. If you took photos, it was 2 weeks at the photo mat. If you sent a letter, if you wanted to watch your favorite television show, it's Bob Newhart. It's Wednesdays at 8. Wish in one hand, poop in the other, you know, see if it's on any earlier. Food. You couldn't have a taxi bring your burrito, right?
No, you had to wait till date night or whatever it was.
Do you think that we savored life more back then, maybe?
Possibly. I find myself getting frustrated if my Netflix doesn't pull up quickly enough or if whatever article I want to read on my phone isn't coming. Like if my internet is not fast enough, and I'm talking like 10 seconds wait time, I am mad. I am closing out browsers. I'm pacing. I'm trying to figure out what is wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was terrible. It's terrible where we are.
Yeah, I have found a real annoyance with reading articles. And I just, like, if there's an article on something, and I'm different because I'm reading it for work, but I just want them to tell me. Just tell me. And when any article, I can see how long it is, and it starts with, in 1890, I'm like, oh, GD.
Gosh darn it.
I don't care. Just...
And then you get pop-ups while you're reading it. So yes. You're like scrolling to get to the point. Yes. And then it's like, also, you want an ad for this? Skechers. Like, no, I don't. I want to know what the point of this is.
Those bother me so much more than videos. Somehow, if I have to watch a 30-second video before, you know, a commercial before I watch a video, okay. But when I'm reading something and it just keeps populating those little pop-ups.
Frustrating.
Andrew, do you remember the waiting life much?
Like, what do you mean by the waiting line?
Like waiting for everything.
Like waiting.
You can't watch your favorite show until Thursday at 9 because that's when it's on. It's not streaming.
I do. I was on the kind of the tail end of that. You know what I mean? Like my teens were that. But by the time I got into my 20s, that's when like, you know, like streaming really started to take over. And so my adult life has mostly been the life of instant immediate gratification. But I remember, you know, I used to... I was obsessed with the show Lost when I was in high school because didn't have friends. And so those were my friends instead. And so I would tape them every like, you know, I'd have the tape ready in the VCR recorder. And then, when we upgraded to DVDs and I could burn DVDs out of there.
Ooh, yeah.
Life-changing. Much better quality.
You know, you're the last generation that when you're my age or when you're 85, they'll be like, oh, yeah, Grandpa Andrew remembers, you know, something like that.
Yeah, corded wall phones, and we had those. And then when we upgraded to the wireless handset phone that had a battery life of 22 minutes.
Yeah. Remember when to the waiting thing, if you wanted to go to a concert, you had to go stand in line to get the tickets.
Yeah.
If you wanted to go to a game, a baseball game, you had to go stand in line at the stadium to get tickets.
Yeah.
If you wanted to go to the movies, you had to go stand in line to get tickets. Like, the waiting thing was nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was waiting.
Yeah, I guess it's better.
No, it's definitely better.
Maybe we just...
We're so spoiled.
Yeah.
Like, this is terrible.
Maybe that's what
it
is.
We have everything at our fingertips.
That's what the problem is.
We're just spoiled.
It definitely changes the standard.
The technology and the culture is not the problem. We are the problem because we no longer have the ability to, you know, not be entertained for even a second. Or if our food delivery... It used to be you'd order a pizza, and if it took 6 hours, well... I guess something's up.
Yeah.
It took 6 hours. I guess they must have a lot of pizzas. Now you can watch them driving. And if they take a wrong turn, you call them and you go, hey, where
you're
do you think
going
you're going?
The wrong way.
Where do you think you're going with my McDonald's?
We used to just hope that our pizza was late because then we'd get it free.
Yeah.
Oh. 30 minutes or less, or it's free. That was the old Domino's thing back in the day.
You know, yeah, but then they started killing people in car crashes. That's why they stopped it.
No, you're
right.
They were rushing. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Tuesday to you. Our pal Ricky Horton joins us. Hello, Rick.
Hey, Dave. How is everybody?
Everyone's doing pretty well, man. I was at the game last night. Weird one, right? With the storm blowing in and everything, and just a weird game overall. Came up to the booth for an inning or two. I thought you would feel the tremor in the force and turn around.
I was so engrossed in the potential Cardinal comeback, I guess I didn't notice.
Yeah, I've never seen the windows close. That was interesting.
Well, yeah, we don't do that very often, but, you know, it's just the last 2 days were pretty oppressive, and you know, we just felt like, you know, just for all of our sanity that we should do it for one day. But I think we're going to be back to normal today, and, you know, just hope for a better result on the field. You know, frustrating game, too, because, you know, Matthew Liberatore just had another rough start. I feel bad for him.
It's a fascinating thing, and that was the topic today, Ricky, on Gas House Gang with Ollie. So Ollie comes on every Tuesday and hangs for 30, 40 minutes and does it. And you know, they're talking about, his answer was a really simple one about what's wrong, and it's just you're not getting ahead. And when you don't have the overwhelming swing and miss stuff where people you can just get away with mistakes, you got to work ahead. And when you're working from behind, you become predictable.
if you don't get ahead 60% or more of the time, and you shoot for 70%, you get strike one.
Yep.
Well, yesterday he had strike one 8 out of 20 times, Woo! Which is less than that, obviously. And of those 8, 3 of them were hits. And one of them was a home run, actually. So it's not like he got strike one.
Right.
He only got strike one 5 out of 20 times. And if you look at the aggregate batting averages of major league players when it's 1-0 versus 0-1,
yep,
it totally tells the story of why you got to get strike one. And I think for Libby's case, it boils down to not having fastball command, which he said exactly that in the postgame sound.
Which is an interesting thing to me, Ricky, because that was kind of the knock on him as a prospect. So when you look at it, he was our top 100 guy. You know, he was always viewed as a quality prospect. But some of the prospect evaluators would say that it might limit his ceiling because while his fastball is average when it comes to velocity, he doesn't command it particularly well. And what's fascinating is here we are, you know, 5-6 years later, and it's still a problem.
Yeah, so I have a theory about when somebody's not commanding their fastball well, they don't have confidence in it. I mean, it's not just that, but it can be mechanics. So I feel like he needs to really learn, and I don't want to just go totally old school on this. And, I love the guy, and I think he's trying everything he can do to kind of figure it out. But I think if his fastball has a little bit of a wrinkle to it, instead of throwing everyone as hard as he can, every four-seamer, he needs to go, sinker down and away, cutter in. I mean, he needs to just think of them all as fastballs. Every fastball he throws has to move because he's not throwing 99. He's throwing 94, and that's basically what the 94 guys have to do is have a little sink. Actually, their guy yesterday improved from the last time we saw him because he added a little sink to his fastball.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that it when you look at all of his fastballs, none of them do well. They all get hit pretty hard, but I almost wonder if that's the nature of having 6 pitches and 3 versions of a fastball.
Yeah.
Maybe reducing the repertoire is a key to executing better.
Yeah, and I talk about this all the time. You guys have heard me say this, but in spring training, our first 3 outings, we weren't allowed to throw anything but fastballs.
Right.
And the reason is they felt like if you really want to learn how to pitch and get big league guys out, you have to establish something with your fastball and then add that other stuff later, and then you get better with it. But you learn how to do it by sinking down and away, cutting it off, moving it off the plate in, and or having it come back over the corner, whatever it might be, just to add a little more movement and be a little more concerned about movement and location and velocity.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing that they're going to continue to work on. Obviously, Ollie said that they don't have any plans to send him down to get work at Memphis.
Right, yeah.
But he did acknowledge the bullpen could eventually become a possibility, especially if Dobbins goes well. He didn't get into the specifics, but when he was asked about it, he said that's more of a possibility than sending him to Memphis. And obviously, we'll see how that all plays out. But what's even probably more frustrating, and you could see it in Ollie's face today because he joins the stream via video too, but when they brought up the offense, you could just see him go, whew. Yeah, it's because the offense is really struggling to score.
Yeah, so, if a pitcher has a bad day every once in a while, you don't worry about it when you score 10 runs. But, right now, it's like every time something happens, I think people would be stunned to hear how good the Cardinals starting pitching has been. Even you had Libby's game yesterday.
Yeah.
Cardinals are still one of the top 5 or 6 teams in all of baseball since the All-Star break in terms of their starting. That's been fine. Bullpen not so good. But we got to figure out a way to get all 4 of those guys at the top of the order hot at the same time. Boy, Burley's sure been hot lately. But, I mean, just to have him and Walker and Weatherholt and Herrera all on the same page in terms of being hot, I think that's what we need.
Let me ask you guys a question about that. And your answer may just be, Dave, it's because baseball's really hard. But, I've played all the major sports. You guys have played all the major sports. I would have a bad soccer game. I'd have a bad football game at running back, bad basketball game at point guard. I rarely had 2 in a row. What is it about baseball that is so lends itself to individual slumping and entire teams having slow offensive, weeks and a couple of homestands in a row? Like, what do you think it is about the game that lends itself to that?
Well, boy, that's a great question, and I'm not going to give the answer that you wanted me to give back to you because it's not just the game. I think it is the reality of baseball maybe being more of a fine motor skill thing than say You know, of course, soccer's agility and football's kind of, you know, big muscle, you know, explosion. But baseball is so particular that if you're off on a particular, it keeps you from performing. And it may take you a while to figure that out. The batting, what you do at the plate and what you, all the mechanics involved in that is so precise, where your arms are, where your swing is, is your head moving? You know, are you opening? Are you closed? I mean, are your stride too long? Is it too short? There's 15 things you could do wrong. It's more like golf, I think, where golf, you can just kind of lose it for a while and then all of a sudden get it back.
I think that's a great answer.
I think the golf thing is nails, because, Ricky, what you just said to me rings completely true. And I would add on the individual nature of the execution, right? So if I'm an offensive lineman and I get off the snap poorly, I've got four other guys there, plus the quarterback can see that and adjust and get rid of the ball faster or throw it away or whatever.
Yeah.
If I'm hitting, nobody can help me hit. If I'm pitching, nobody can help me throw the ball where I need to throw it. And I think it's that individual nature of it, where all the other sports, everything functions as a unit all the time. Basketball, hockey, football, soccer.
And think about this with my buddies. We kind of, you know, yell at each other in the middle of our backswing, but that's not really proper golf etiquette. Right. So there's no real defense, but you can do all those things right. What if the hitter makes an adjustment before you do?
Right.
I mean, so you might even actually make a good pitch to a spot that you want to go to, but the hitter's already beat you to that spot. So that's another thing that happens there's also this kind of other people involved that make it more complicated.
I'm so glad I asked that question, because I think you guys are hitting on it, and it makes sense when I think back on not just my sports career, but, you know, drumming and playing guitar. Drumming is so physical, and I rarely made mistakes at it. Playing guitar is so fine, and it just drove me crazy.
Yeah.
So it and golf's a perfect analogy. Yeah. So yeah, I'm glad you answered that.
By the way, Dave, next time we play golf, I am going to play defense against you. I'm going to figure out a way to try to throw you off a little bit.
Dude, you've seen me play. It can only help.
Ricky, I don't think you've heard my proposal. I think we should be moving golf to full contact.
Oh, hey, I think you'd get some ratings. Let's put it that way. I mean, you've kind of taken the Adam Sandler thing a little bit too far, I think, maybe with Happy Gilmore Plus.
Hey, I guarantee you those guys get up to the ball and hit it faster if someone's chasing them.
Rick, I wanted to ask you.
Yes, they would.
You being such a golf guy, seems like professional golf is going through something right now. Like, they all mad at each other, and then Glover took off his spikes to make a point. And you know what I mean? Like, I don't remember golf being so much drama.
So I think there's two things about that. Number one is, you know, we obviously have more attention. They're more mic'd up now. So when Bryson DeChambeau is mad at somebody because they give him a penalty, you know, we used to never see that. I mean, that might have happened, but we don't actually hear his reaction. We don't see his face up close. We don't hear the caddy telling him what club to use, and he disagrees. I mean, we hear all that stuff. So I think that's part of it. There's probably, I mean, I'm sure Jack Nicklaus got mad before, and Gary Player and Tom Weisskopf and Arnold Palmer, but we just didn't know it. And it was kind of like, you know, it's kind of like the John Wayne movies, where, you know, it just was a little bit more genteel. But I think now that's part of the reason, is we have more information. But I do also think that, you know, some of it's just a cultural shift, too, in terms of how we compete and what we think is respectful on any field of play. And I'm going to err on the side of respect always, as I said last week. So I'm not a big fan of that kind of stuff. I'd just rather not hear it.
Rick, the next time I am in the KMWX booth, I have a request. I've never formally met Jim Jackson.
Oh my goodness.
I have watched him work. I've listened to his work. I know the legend, but can you just say a couple words about the man and what he's meant to Cardinals broadcast?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, so we're going to make sure you guys connect for sure. Jim is a very calming influence. And, you know, the reason we all like to give him credit is because we're all crazy and he's not. So, I mean, you know the world. I mean, you're performing, you're trying to be up, you're and you have his very calming voice that helps you make sure you know what's next or what's coming up. And you know, Jim has been such a pro for so many years. He understands kind of what we do, and he's not looking for any credit, but you know, we like to give it to him because, well, we need him, and he's been such a pro, and I'll definitely make sure you guys get connected.
Yeah, he just seems like a great guy.
He is.
He is. He's wonderful.
All right, buddy. Well, better luck tonight, and we'll be waiting to see what happens with the trade deadline coming up next Monday.
Yep. Yeah, stay tuned for that. Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy. See you, Rick.
Yep, yeah.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Welcome back, guys. DG SNK MOX. Happy Tuesday to you. 2:50, a few minutes shy of 3 p.m., in case you didn't know what 2:50 meant. Michael Calhoun joins us from the newsroom, and you know why I love having Michael on? Because anytime Michael's on, there's the chance it's going to be a Moreau Award, right?
I mean, yeah.
Just countdown, 3, 2, 1, here we go. submission. Michael, I understand that we're another corporate loss for the city of St. Louis.
Yeah, this is a big regional loss, I think, when it comes to things that we're proud of here in St. Louis and things that have been homegrown. KMOX News has just confirmed in the last few minutes that Panera Brands, which is over Panera Bread, St. Louis Bread Company as we know it here, as well as Einstein Brothers Bagels, Panera Brands will be moving its corporate headquarters from the building in Fenton where they are now. They had moved there from Sunset Hills a few years ago. They'll be moving from suburban St. Louis to suburban Massachusetts, suburban Boston, to Weston, Massachusetts. The move is expected to be completed by July of 2027. There will still be a St. Louis support center here. They don't really lay out what that means. Is it just a call center? Any corporate employees, will they still be here? But they do say that we will soon relocate many St. Louis support center and remote team roles to the new headquarters in Weston. So that does seem to appear that a lot of people who probably live in the St. Louis area have worked at the Panera headquarters for decades. It's been in St. Louis County, that they may be getting the word that they either need to find a new job or move to Massachusetts.
Michael, any stated reasons for the move or any reading between the lines?
Well, this is, you know, Panera got a new CEO about a year ago. Panera has been under this European umbrella of food brands. And the report has been that they have been trying to get out of this, to perhaps do an IPO, go public, put it on the stock exchange. They attempted to do that and pulled it back a few years ago. And so this, it's called Jab Holdings. They still continue to hold Panera Brands. And so over the last couple of years, they've been going through this this initiative they call Panera Rise. You might have heard about, for instance, many of the bakery cafes laying off all of their bakers and going with frozen dough that then managers and cashiers thaw and then put into the ovens to bake. So they've made that move in most places.
Yeah.
St. Louis, one of the, basically every market, they've closed the actual central bakery facility and laid off those roles at the local bakery cafes. Also, they just announced, and this has been big on social media, that the Unlimited Sip Club is now still going to cost the same per month, but it's only going to have 30 drinks per month. Some people go and refill their coffee or sodas or charged lemonades every 2 hours. So some big changes like that. They made a big menu change. They called it a new era at Panera a little while ago. And so this is just the latest move from, again, this new CEO did go to the University of Massachusetts. He'll be moving the headquarters to the Boston area.
Andrew, that Sip Club thing probably hit you pretty hard.
Yeah, it was tough. So I there would be a time in my life where this would be quite devastating to me. I have not had it for a while because it just stopped being convenient in the way that my wife and I lived our lives. But that's a huge difference. I mean, people would go in the morning and get something to drink, then they'd go on their lunch break, then they'd go after work and get something. You know what I mean? Like, it was, because it was, it used to be you could get a drink every 2 hours. Now it's going to be 30 in a month. That's a massive change.
I don't get a drink every 2 hours at home.
And for the people who, you know, some people would go and set up shop if they work from home or whatever.
I've done it myself.
Panera, and just sit there for, you know, a few hours and know that they could go back up and refill their large soda after 2 hours. That's not going to be an option anymore. I think that's going to be, I don't know. I mean, I guess they were already losing money, which is why they're changing it, but I can't help but think that it's not a very customer-friendly decision.
Yeah. That's too bad. Thank you, Michael. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I didn't want to say this during the news portion because I never want anything I say to be blamed on them, but I think Panera's really gone downhill the last couple, and I don't eat it all the time, but I don't eat it all the time because a couple of times when I got it, it just wasn't very good, and it was seemed very expensive for what it was, you know? But man, back in the day, when it was St. Louis Bread Company, maybe just because it was new, maybe because it was they were doing all their own fresh dough, like Michael reported. But yeah, it used to be a lot better. But I think that about most things. So maybe it's me. Maybe I'm the one that's worse.
I don't know. It's not about worse. It just change.
For the worse.
For us, I mean. Like, for the humans. We our tastes can change, or you get bored with things or whatever, but yeah. I haven't noticed the same drop-off, but I also haven't gone very much recently. So probably not the right person to make that determination.
Mm-hmm. Today is both National Milk Chocolate Day and National Chocolate Milk Day.
Oh, I celebrated Chocolate Milk Day already.
Did you?
I did.
You know you're a chocolate milk guy?
Yeah. I always have a container at home.
Super yum.
How do you drink it? You make a glass, you go right out of the container.
No, I mostly get glass because I measure it.
You measure your chocolate milk?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. That.
Keep talking.
I don't want to drill down. I just want that to stay as the craziest thing any of us have ever said.
You're probably right. The more he talks, the more sane he'll make it.
Yeah, no.
But just
I want
the fact
it to be...
that he measures his chocolate milk.
Okay. You guys want the reason?
Nope.
All right.
I just said
I don't need it.
All right.
That's cool with me. There's a reason though.
Well, I want to hear it.
Okay. It's because I'm always counting grams of protein, and I know one cup of this milk has 13 grams of protein, and that's how I'm adding it up during the course of the day. So if I have one cup of it, like literally one cup measured, then it's exactly 13 grams of protein, and that adds to my total as the day goes along.
Would it really screw you up if, like, I poured your milk and there was maybe 30% more?
No.
Would you have to then, like, divide by three?
No.
How many proteins do you get in a day?
How many grams?
Yeah.
Probably 150 to 180. Depends on the day, but usually it's in that 150 range.
I get most of mine from Cosmic Brownies. I haven't really added it up
Dude,
lately.
If they ever make protein brownies for real, I'm in.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.